Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, the case involving State Trooper Ryan Londegren has become the most discussed news story in the state the last couple weeks. Of course, this goes back to Ryan Londegren and another fellow state trooper stopping a vehicle. It was Ricky Cobb in the vehicle, didn't get out, learned more about Cobb. Eventually, the vehicle starts moving. Londegren fires a shot that kills Ricky Cobb, and the debate takes place. Was this the appropriate train actions of a state trooper, or did he overreact, make a mistake, and charges should have been filed? The Hennepin County Attorney's Office, considering the location of this on 94, they were in charge of it. Mary Moriarty decides multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Then information comes out in the last couple weeks that the defense team representing Londegren believes that a prominent use of force expert was used by Moriarty's team and said that Londegren's actions were reasonable, and they want to know why Moriarty didn't share all that information with them and didn't heed that advice, because Londegren was still charged with second-degree murder. The Moriarty side continues to say periodically information is only being leaked out, which is cherry-picked to make us look bad, and all the appropriate information has been shared with the defense, and we still stand by our charges. So the two sides were in court today in front of Judge Garcia in Hennepin County. Lou Ragus is excellent for Care 11. Lou has joined us multiple times before. He's following this case. He's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, Lou, take us through what happened today involving this hearing.
Okay, thanks, first of all, for having me, Chad. At today's hearing, this is the first time that he's been in court since these revelations involving the use of force expert. And the two sides have kind of made their arguments on it through court filings called briefs, but this is kind of like the last chance for them to argue about it to the judge before she makes her decision. And ultimately, she did not make a ruling in court today. So from that standpoint, you know, it wasn't as exciting of a court hearing as you might expect. But essentially, what the defense is saying is that the prosecution has not turned everything over to them, and they want to be able to directly subpoena that expert, whose name is Jeff Noble. He lives in California, to ask him to directly turn over materials so that they can trust that they haven't been modified or something like that by the prosecution. One thing that has changed since the whole story came out is that we found out that Jeff Noble did start working on a draft report of what his opinion was going to be before prosecutors asked him to stop working on the case and not finish it. So the defense is interested in getting that draft report to see exactly what that says as well.
You cover a lot of cases. You talk to a lot of people who are involved in the legal system. What Londegren team, what they're asking for about a complete sharing of information, is that out of the ordinary? And do these same observers and your own reporting believe in any way that Moriarty's office was out of line if they didn't share 100% of the information?
Well, first of all, if they didn't share it, then yes, that would be out of line. But I don't think that there's been evidence yet that they haven't shared it all. It's to me, compared to other cases I've seen, it's almost like trying to get ahead of the problem by raising the issue now. That's what the defense is doing to ensure that they do get it all. And so the judge will be able to take a good look at that and make a ruling if it appears that there was any impropriety, but it might be premature to say that there was.
Well, I know part of what Moriarty's office has said outside of statements is the reason why, Lou, the Londrigan team knows about the use of force expert is we shared the information. That if we didn't share this information, they wouldn't even know this part of the story.
Yeah, and that's where you just don't really know what information is out there until we get to the point where we know whether it's been shared or not, right? So they did turn over materials, which they call discovery, the discovery process of turning over the evidence. And they did turn over a couple reports that were written by their prosecution team that summarized their conversations with this use of force expert. But the defense also knows that a use of force expert usually prepares a report. And so since there was no report in there, they wanted to say, hey, if there is a report or if there's a draft of a report, we need to see that too. And if you're not sharing it, then that means you're not following the rules. And so that's kind of what the back and forth is. You know, from my perspective as a reporter, I'm less interested in kind of like the legal battle that plays out in every single case, you know, to make sure the evidence is turned over and accusations that they're not doing it the right way. That kind of does happen in most cases. But I'm more interested in like the content and like the fact that this use of force expert did say, apparently, in his initial analysis, that he thought Lonergan acted appropriately. And the same thing, there was another revelation yesterday. The defense filed this affidavit from a state patrol training supervisor, like the head use of force trainer at the state patrol.
I was just going to go there. Yep.
And he said in this affidavit that he's misquoted or misrepresented in the criminal complaint, and that his quotes in the criminal complaint, which are used to create probable cause to charge Ryan Lonergan, that he was actually being asked about a hypothetical situation, not being asked about what happened in the situation with Ryan Lonergan and Ricky Cobb. And so, again, the content of that is a major accusation, a major problem for the state's case. But then, like, the method in which this information came out, the judge kind of said today, hey, we have to stop just filing these things, you know, for the public to see if there's not, like, a motion to go along with it. Because that's kind of what the defense did, is they just put this guy's sworn statement out there and filed it publicly so we could all report on it. There wasn't,
Judge,
you know,
Tamara,
for example, yeah, there wasn't, for example, ahead, a motion to dismiss the case to go along with it.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's not going to happen, right? I mean, can we just end that idea?
Well, it's very unlikely, but there probably will be a motion made and arguments
sure.
made and then a decision made. So that's probably the next thing to come next month.
Lou Ragusa is with us from Care 11. We're talking about what happened, what didn't happen in the Londrigan case. How soon do you expect a decision from Judge Garcia?
I mean, within a couple of weeks. But again, the decision, it's not going to be an earth-shattering thing, I don't think. I mean, these are, at the end of the day, it's kind of like standard things that lawyers do to make sure that everybody's playing by the rules and making sure the judge is paying attention. It doesn't seem like there's something major that's being hidden, you know, despite the way that the accusation was made.
If this stays with the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, and I'm going to get to that debate again after I let you go, because seemingly every politician in the state now is commenting in some way. If it stays with Moriarty's team, when are we looking at a trial?
Usually these trials don't really happen within a year, but again, the Derek Chauvin case did happen about a year or even 11 or 10 months after the charges were filed, so we could be probably looking at January of next year by that timeline.
Considering all the revelations, Lou, we've had in the last couple of weeks, God knows how many tidbits we'll get if it isn't until next year. I thought you might say this summer. So is this summer just way too
this
soon?
Summer would be too soon, but this fall or later on, like early winter, is potentially could happen. I believe they'll be setting dates at the next hearing, which is April 29th.
Got it. Lou, excellent. I know you'll have more on Care 11 throughout the afternoon and evening. I always appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Lou Ragusa, he's good. Excellent recap. You always can chime in anytime you'd like. 651-461-9226. We have talked about this case a lot with multiple guests over the last couple weeks. You can continue right now. You just heard the number to reach out to us. I want to talk Pella. I reached out to them. PellaNorthland.com. It's not that different from how you can reach out to them. My house, 20 plus years of age. I wasn't in the building process. I bought it when it was fairly new and already had Pella windows in. That was part of the calling card for me because I knew and thought so highly already of Pella Windows, because guess what? In business nearly 100 years, made to order just for you, these great warranties and showrooms in town in Plymouth and Woodbury. I needed to change a couple windows. I knew they weren't working. I knew I needed to change a couple doors, but there are many other windows I had no idea about. Plenty other doors I had no idea about, and that free in-home visit, they've come out a couple times. They've told me so much, and I can't wait for my project to be completed. Don't forget Pella, number one by homeowners in what? Innovation, highest quality, and craftsmanship. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com. And don't wait, because March is a great month. In March, if you work with Pella, no interest if paid completely in full within 12 months. And then on the products themselves, $250 off per window, $500 off per door. Right now, during this break, reach out. PellaNorthland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.